For decades, heavy industries made the Great Lakes a center of manufacturing and employment for the United States. Those factories also left polluted waters in many areas. In 2002, Congress passed and President Bush signed legislation that promised to clean up the lake's pollution hotspots, known as areas of concern. So far, work has only begun at three of those sites. Reporter Michael Leland visited one of them.
Picture what you think one of these heavily polluted sites might look like. Did you think of a big park in a quiet neighborhood, lots of tall trees, and a bandstand next to a lagoon? No? Well, welcome to McGraft Park in Muskegon, Michigan, the home of Rudiman Pond, one of the most polluted spots in the Great Lakes.
This little lagoon here is a sediment basin. It's a sediment trap.
Rick Radesky is a research scientist at the Annis Water Resource Institute in Muskegon. It studies the quality of Michigan's lakes and rivers.
All of the contaminated sediment from the upper part of the watershed has made its way down here and being deposited. They're taking out, in some places, 15 feet of contaminated sediment.
Beginning in the 1930s, heavy industries began setting up shop along Rudiman Creek, a few miles from the park. Many dumped their toxic wastes into nearby storm sewers, which emptied into the creek and flowed toward Rudiman Pond. Toxic heavy metals like chromium and lead, along with hazardous chemicals like PCBs, settled to the bottom. It's been a long time since the pond's been safe for swimming. Radesky points to a yellow sign nailed to a tree next to the pond. It says, "No entry, hazardous substances."
If you look at that sign over there, that sign was put up maybe in like 1997, 98, and you can see the tree has actually grown over the grown over the sign.
But beyond that sign is some hope for Rudiman Creek and Pond. Workers are scooping toxic mud from the bottom of the lagoon. The material's trucked to a landfill licensed to receive toxic stuff like this. The project should be finished by next summer. Rudiman Creek and Pond make up one of 43 pollution hotspots in the Great Lakes that the U.S. and Canada call areas of concern. So far, two in Canada have been cleaned up. Rudiman Creek is one of only three in the U.S. being cleaned. David Ulrich would like to see that work move a lot faster. He directs the Great Lakes Initiative. It's a group of mayors and other officials from the U.S. and Canada that works to preserve the lakes.
This is a serious problem, not only in terms of a threat to the natural environment. There are public health issues associated with them, and often even worse is that there are stigma to those areas, whether it's Waukegan Harbor or Gary, Indiana, or Ashtabula Harbor. These are things that these cities have had to live with for years, and it's time to get them cleaned up and get on with it.
The government's supposed to provide $270 million over 5 years to clean up the areas of concern in the United States. But so far, Congress has appropriated only about $35 million. That relatively small amount of cash has limited the number of cleanups that can be started, and it frustrates Dennis Shornack. He's the U.S. chairman of the International Joint Commission. It's a watchdog group that monitors the water quality treaty between the U.S. and Canada.
These areas were identified back in 1987, and only two, both of which are in Canada, have been delisted since that time. At that pace of progress, it'll be some 400 years before we're so-called clean, and I think that's very disappointing.
In the case of Rudiman Creek, they're glad that at least one site's being cleaned up. Rick Radesky of the Annis Institute says the fact that it's in a neighborhood park played a big role in attracting the attention and government cash needed to clean it up.
It really took the local residents, the Public Advisory Council. We have a Rudiman Creek Task Force, which is made of just local people from this neighborhood. And they called frequently all of the state representatives, the federal representatives, and getting this site on the priority list was a community effort for a lot of people.
Radesky and people who live near McGraft Park are looking forward to celebrating a small victory in the fight to restore the Great Lakes, and they're looking forward to taking down that yellow warning sign next year. For the GLRC, I'm Michael Leland.